Wright County Outdoors, a look at the best in local fishing, hunting, and outdoor activities in and around Wright County. And now, here's the host of Wright County Outdoors, Jim Ricks.
Welcome to Wright County Outdoors. I'm your host, Jim Ricks. Well, it's February, and that's the start of sports show season. We'll talk more about this right after this message.
Have you ever wanted to go fishing or take your kid or family member but don't really know where to go or what equipment you might need? Jiggin' Jim's Fishing Guide Service has been guiding people to the love of fishing for 25 years. He can give you the thrilling experience of fishing by taking you to his favorite places, and he'll fish for what is biting, whether it's walleye, bass, or panfish. Winter or summer, Jiggin' Jim can teach you what to do so you can enjoy the age-old pastime of fishing. Give him a call at 612-644-7657. He'll take up to four people for up to 5 hours. He'll provide the equipment, you bring the snacks and beverages. Jiggin' Jim's, 612-644-7657.
Well, you know it's spring coming real soon when sports shows start happening. The first one for February is the St. Cloud Sportsman's Boat Camping and Vacation Show. That one is February 9th through the 11th at the St. Cloud River's Edge Convention Center. The next one on the list is the Sportsman Show at the Duluth Entertainment Center. When they have their sportsman show up there, that one is February 15th and 18th. That ain't too bad. It's kind of nice to go and see the North Shore at that time of year, even though the shipping season is not going on. One of my favorites is the Minnesota Deer and Turkey Classic. This year, that will be held at Canterbury, March 8th through the 9th. That's always a good show because you could go and see what the guys have shot for big bucks last year or past years. And if you have one that you have hanging around your house, or maybe you shot one and just kept the horns from it, bring it down there and they will do a scoring for them. The scoring of the deer antlers is free of charge. And this is put on by the group Minnesota Measures. I have even been down and I've helped out score some really nice deer in my past years. Another thing I like about the Deer Classic is they also put on some nice seminars on deer hunting, turkey hunting, even bear. And this year, for the first time, they are having Ladies Night on Friday night, which is free to all the ladies to go in and see the show. As I said, the Deer Classic is March 8th through the 10th at Canterbury Downs, or what they call Canterbury Park. Then another week after that is kind of the biggest show that has gone on for several years, and that is the Northwest Sports Show at the Minneapolis Convention Center. That has been a long time favorite of mine. I remember going down to that one even when I was a young guy with my mom and dad and a few aunts and uncles that lived in the Twin Cities. We'd go down there to see the boats and all the fancy things that were going on there. That show is going to be March 14th through the 17th. That one has always been rather nice because you can go down and see the new fishing equipment that's coming out for the season and go and talk with all the different representatives from the tackle companies, boat companies, and even just going and checking out places where you can maybe want to go for a different trip. This show also has several different seminars that go on that are free. We just need to watch the paper to see what time the different seminars are and who is running them. I'm really looking forward to this year's show as a fishing group that I am with, which is Fishing for Life, is being inducted into the Minnesota Fishing Hall of Fame. This group dedicates itself to getting kids and families into the outdoors. What started off as just going fishing has now turned into turkey hunts, deer hunts, as well as weekly fishing programs for kids during the summer months. Fishing for Life calls these fish camps that run a week long. I myself have helped out on these many times when other guys can't get in to do the camp during the day in Minneapolis and some of the lakes down there. My favorite that I help out with each year has been the Green Lake Bible Camp for kids where they have a Bible study during the day, but the kids are on the water for about 7 hours each day for the week. The kids all stay in one place, and us guys that work as guides, we stay in another. Plus, after the evening meal, the guides can go out and try fishing other area lakes around the New London Spicer area to go and check them out. But that's for the Northwest Sports Show, running from March 14th to the 17th. Well, that's enough for today, so hope to see you in the outdoors. This is Jim Ricks.
Wright County Outdoors, a look at the best in local fishing, hunting, and outdoor activities in and around Wright County. Wright County Outdoors is a production of KRWC Radio.